Welcome to episode 78 of Hijack Hawaii with DJ Triple Bypass on Mods Dab Radio and hijackhawaii.com. That's H-I-J-K, no C.
My dog has fleas.
Aloha, barbed wire pantyhose, fluffy guillotines, and Sven Gulli. Well, I made one more trip, I guess the 45th trip, around the sun yesterday, and it doesn't feel as bad as I thought. I spent the day at the beach with Hitch after a long weekend of cavorting with friends. I also found an illustrator to illustrate my children's book, which is going to be called The Wrong Side of Mahalia Road. And the wheels are spinning and moving forward with bringing Beach Brothers maple syrup directly from Canada to the islands. 45 is shaping up to be a swell year. Well, here is a special birthday present and a promo from my good friend Tony Clifton that he gave to me yesterday, and it brought some laughs, it brought some tears, and it's pretty fun, so I hope you enjoy it.
Hello and good morning. It's Tony Clifton, calling in from the world-famous Cult Lake, wishing my homie Triple Bypass a very special happy birthday. I've known Matt since way back in our Japan days, so on this special occasion, I thought I would share some fun facts about Triple Bypass that you all may or may not know. First, DJ Triple Bypass, whose real name is Matt Damon Duffy, is from a sprawling metropolis called Pontiac, Illinois. Pontiac is located about 6 hours from Chicago and is only accessible by foot or ATV. It is a city of approximately 600 to 700 inhabitants and home to the world-famous Route 66 Museum, where you can buy all kinds of trinkets related to missing hitchhikers. Pontiac is also famous for its annual Flat Earth Festival, which attracts tourists from all over the world. There you can enjoy all things related to flat earth living, such as two-dimensional globes and meeting like-minded individuals who fear falling off the face of the earth. Next, Matt is an avid car wash enthusiast. It is a commonly known fact in Hawaii that due to the frequency of his car washes alone, he has put several young men and women through college, and many of them have also moved on to earn PhDs at the University of Oahu. Matt loves going to the car wash so much that if even one grain of sand enters Matt's Jeep, he is known to go immediately to the nearest car wash to order a full detail, including vacuuming, washing, and waxing. Why he does this, no one knows, but the folks down at the Waimanalo Car Wash send their regards and appreciate the fact that through his patronage, Matt keeps their community thriving. Did you know that Matt's a foodie? Well, he is, and he's very adventurous when it comes to what he eats. I have once seen him eat a full kilogram of foie gras drenched in Canadian maple syrup at the world-famous Pied de Couchon in Montreal. He also loves eggs. As a matter of fact, the first time I was ever invited to a potluck dinner party at Matt's house in Japan, I brought a large bowl of warm egg salad, which he proceeded to eat without utensils. And if you are ever looking to buy a gift for Matt, he is especially fond of space ice cream, but only if it's made with cashews. Matt is a linguist and is fluent in several foreign languages, including English, French, Urdu, Cantonese, Italian, and of course, Japanese. When living in Japan, Matt also acted as the sitting president and chairman of the Kochi Anagadori Association, where he often gave speeches in rare Japanese dialects to raise awareness of the vicious yet endangered long-tailed birds. Well, that's all for today. Happy birthday to my homie and big bro, DJ Triple Bypass, from Hijack Hawaii on Mod Snap Radio, from your good pal Tony Clifton. Happy birthday, bro.
Thank you, DC, for those heartfelt and humorous words. I really enjoyed it. Well, let's jump into some music. This first shackle of a speckle that will make you cackle is Distant Echoes by Fa-Lay. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Those last three foie gras flavor Gatorades were Balloons, the extended mix by Osini, No Resistance by With You, and Rodeo Drive by Brendan Mahler.
Hey, I guess they're right. Senior citizens, although slow and dangerous behind the wheel, can still serve a purpose.
I'm Ryan Miller, Chief Leveling Officer at On the Level. We have enough crooked in our life, so go the extra mile and hang your art using our services. No art is too small and wall too big for our leveling team. And when we have those tough days and can't keep things straight, we listen to the smooth beats of Hijack Hawaii with DJ Triple Bypass on Mod Snap Radio. Stay level out there.
Good golly, salty lolly. It's time for some good news from the Good News Network. First off, anti-cancer drug derived from Himalayan fungus clears early clinical trials. I sure hope this is something that is not bought off and shot down by Big Pharma over greed. Oftentimes, you hear some good news like this, and you don't hear anything about it later because somebody slipped it under the carpet because they like to make money over the health of people. So it'd be nice to have some cures and treatments that didn't cost you a mortgage or your house on life savings. Secondly, on that note of cures, Michael J. Fox raises $1.5 billion to help find a Parkinson's cure. I won't stop until it happens, is what he said. He sure is one hell of a fighter, and it sure is nice to see a person raising and using money for the betterment of humanity versus the vanity of oneself like Jeff Bezos and his fun and greedy ideas for space. So you go at it, Michael J. Fox, and hopefully get back to the future there sometime soon. Last but surely not least.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
John Hopkins gets first federal grant for psychedelic mushroom treatments. And the research is for tobacco addiction. So that's lots of natural cures on the way. Let's cross our fingers and hope they work. Let's all move forward together and hopefully not such a greedy society. Let's do it for humanity. Well, that's enough of that good news.
The Hot Shot Banger of the Week
is 1993 by A Buck of Shade.
Thank you. rentrer, c'est mon vote racine dans le café. Donc c'est pour ça, l'aime paraît. On y a une fond équipe. Kelly, groupe Samba yo. Après, pour la jazz, et puis me font manger de Kelly, Samba au grand balai. Ça veut dire? Exact. Sinon, ensemble, qu'on y a, nous allons tomber, balai. Samba va pas le talking. Et puis, dis.
Ah.
Those last three leafy bowls of cream wheat were Samba Yo Pran Pale, the DJ Co's mix by Lakau Mizik and Joseph Ray, So Flute, the Ludovic Navarre Ama Piano Deep Sunny remix by Saint Germain, and Everything Is in the Right Place by Third Son. I want to say I am very excited that there are some grand films playing at the cinema currently. I saw the final James Bond, which was outstanding, and I believe I mentioned that last week, but it was a regal and swell farewell to Daniel Craig. This past Saturday, I joined a gaggle of friends for an 11 a.m. showing of the new Dune on IMAX, and boy oh boy, was it impressive. I have never seen ships, planets, or bases at such an insane scale. Only sad part is, we were seated in the third row of the IMAX, and that was a little overwhelming and a bit close for my taste, but it was still fun, and it was great to be with friends. I may have to go and see it again, though. Also coming, hey, it's you, settle down, buddy. Also coming out this week is the new Wes Anderson gem, The French Dispatch. I will be seeing it soon for sure. It has all a glorious ensemble of all of Anderson's films. And the eye candy bowl will overflow, I'm sure, with his genius sets and settings. Well, let's get back to some auditory clamor with Malawi by Leroy. I believe this might be our last one, so stay safe, stay sane, and keep on smiling. Peace. We'll see you again on Mod Stamp Radio and HijackHawaii.com. Thank you.